Before we get to tonight's Survivor Know-It-Alls, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, our friends over at Graze, a snack subscription service that delivers delicious, unique snacks to your work or home. And here to talk about that is the number one Graze fan here at my house, and that is the First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, what's so great about Graze.com?
It's delicious.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Nicole's hard to please in terms of a lot of things, but especially in the snacking department, she wants things to be just so. Graze sends you 8 healthy and tasty snacks in a recyclable box, which is great for when you're on the go. Nicole, what are some of the Graze snacks that you have hoarded from me?
I have hoarded all of them for you, from you.
Yeah, they sent a bunch of them over here for us to try, and then Nicole has just like taken them and hidden them from me.
So I didn't that
she can
hide them.
Bring them with her to work.
Well, I am always on the go. You are always here, so I need snacks that I can just take and enjoy while I'm running out the door. I'm at work saving lives.
Yeah, well, I would like some guilt-free snacks as well because I am also busy and would like to grab something quick that isn't going to
make a mess in the kitchen that I have to clean up.
That comes in a perfectly portioned pack.
And that's the best part too, is that it's like the healthy portion, so you don't overdo it.
They've got great ones like cookies and cream, mini cocoa cookies, white chocolate buttons, chocolate fudge, and sunflower seeds. How about, did you have honeycomb flapjack, rustic rolled out flapjack with honeycomb and chocolate drizzle?
I had the honeycomb crunch, which was pretty delicious.
When you sign up, browse and rate all the snacks to help Graze handpick a personalized box to suit your preferences. They're going to give you the opportunity to try out a box for free. Just use the promo code ROB and they will send you 4 snacks for free from Graze.com. So go to Graze.com now to get that free trial box that includes 4 of their top rated and most delicious snacks. Use the special code ROB. That's at Graze.com. Promo code ROB. That's GRAZE.com for your free box, promo code ROB.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor Know-It-Alls.
Yes, that is right. The Survivor Know-It-Alls are back again after Steven. Can you believe it? Another blindside, David versus Goliath.
Oh my gosh. Another crazy episode. Another big move. I guess, is that what we're calling it? I guess Gabby tried to make a big move. Christian sniffed it out. Plays his idol. Another correct idol play, a last minute save. How many times has Christian been saved by advantages this season so far? Three times. He's dodging ball. He's like Neo in the Matrix.
Yeah. 3 times. So what was the...
Maybe played his idol on Christian once.
Yeah. And then the idol nullifier.
Then the Nick steal a vote. Christian was the other target there, I believe.
Yeah.
And then today, which so crazy tribal council, another great episode of Survivor. Lots to talk about. But first, why don't you tell us what we got going on this week?
Well, Steven, thank you for that supernatural segue, but we got a lot going on here tonight. We'll take your questions at #RJP as we talk about another exciting episode of Survivor David versus Goliath. Of course, I'll talk to Gabby tomorrow morning and get her take on everything, and I'm sure she will have a lot to say. Be on the lookout for that. And then Tyson is going to join me for the recap this week, and I know everybody's counting down to our feedback show with Bryce Isaiah. Is going to be joining me for our feedback show coming up on Friday. Steven, how are you doing tonight? You okay? You holding up after all this excitement?
I was a big Gabby stan. I was very sad to see her go. I really predicted that she would be losing in the finals, not losing quite at this point. So I was really surprised and sad to see her go. I think Tyson's an interesting person to talk to about this because, you know, Gabby's in this position where she's got her number one ally who's getting all the credit for their big moves. She can't possibly go to the end with this guy. And, you know, you look back at someone like Jervis, similar role with Tyson. It's like, if Jervis is sitting there at the final eight and he's like, well, you know, he's got to be, maybe he should have made a move like Gabby made a move today.
Yeah. So Steven, last week on the podcast, you talked about, you were most high on Gabby for the move, at last week's tribal council. Do you stand by that? And then was it a bad move this week to target Christian or did she get unlucky tonight?
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like her position in the game was hurt. It seemed more like Christian's position in the game was hurt by the targeting of Carl than that Gabby's position was hurt, right? If anything, it seemed Gabby had much more.
I agree with you on both counts. That I felt like that coming out of last week, I felt like that after further analysis, I felt very good about what Gabby did and really bad about what Christian did. Ultimately, everybody decided it's time to vote out Christian tonight, which was sort of like, okay, well, we did have the correct analysis, but that he was able to play the hidden immunity idol.
Yeah, I mean, and it still seems like I'm high on this movie for Gabby. I actually think this is the right choice for her.
Oof.
You know, again, for sorry.
Oof.
Oof.
Here, go ahead. Oof.
Okay. Even though it doesn't work out for her, like Christian plays the immunity idol, she does have to vote him out at some point, right? If she's going to win the game. She's not going to win the game sitting next to Christian. You know, you've got because of the fire making challenge, this is the final eight. She only has four chances to vote him out. Christian's got an idol in his pocket, in his pants. So she really only has three chances to vote him out. I think she's got to take the shot she's got. Hope everyone is in it together, and you know, she trusted the wrong guy, right? With Davey.
I don't know. I didn't like this move for Gabby tonight to go after Christian. I just feel like it's too early. I mean, I want to, when I get a chance to talk to her tomorrow, I'd love to know what was going to be the move after this. Cause I really felt like that after last week's vote, it seemed like that they put a coalition together. Okay. They had five. Then the next logical moves was going to be to go after the Knicks and Davies and Angelinas of the world. But then by the time the dust settled, we saw, you know, Angelina, Nick and Mike White talking about how they were going to the Final Four with Davey. So I don't really know where Mike White was in all of this. And then if you lose Christian, I don't know necessarily who the next vote was going to be. So I definitely agree that she had an unenviable position, Gabby did, to have to pry Christian away from his idol. But to get him out in this round, I just don't know where her majority votes were coming from on the next couple of rounds of play.
But it seems like, so it feels like every like one of the themes of this season is that almost every episode where we're teased with like, oh, this is the new group going forward, this is the new coalition, and then by the next episode that coalition is completely dissolved and they've all turned on each other. You know, it seems like in this game at this point there are enough threats who are going to be next once Christian is gone. I mean, Davey says once Christian goes, I'm going to be the next threat. You know, Allison is this long-standing threat. You know, Angelina has gotten a lot of votes. So I don't know that Gabby, just by voting out Christian, is suddenly going to be the next obvious vote for everybody. And I don't know. I think you got to make the move. Is this the perfect time? Obviously not. It didn't work, right? But I think, you know, better to make a move slightly too soon than miss your chance, you know, miss your chance when you had it. And the other thing is, you know, Christian's, in addition to all the other things he's got going for him, the idol in his pocket, all these people who are telling him what's really happening, he's doing well in the immunity challenges. You know, he's doing well in these challenges. He came in third in this endurance challenge. He obviously won a previous endurance challenge. We know he's great at puzzles. And a lot of these big athletic people have been eliminated from the game. So he's competitive in any challenge. I mean, how frustrating would it be to see him win two challenges, play his idol, you're at the fire making.
But I feel like that's a risk that is okay to take. I mean, that if you don't get him out tonight, I do think that there was going to be, considering that people had voted for him, so many tribal councils, I think that there were going to be other opportunities where he was going to have to play that idol down the road. And I feel like that she had the opportunity. She, you know, she had a group and she could have rode those numbers down a little bit. It was only the final 8 tonight. So I feel like that I just don't see what the path was going to be. Even if they got Christian out, who was somebody who was working with her, to get rid of that person now, when we see across the aisle, there's a group of 4 that is going to be working together. So even if this move worked tonight, it's very possible that, you know, had Davey been on board with what Nick and Angelina and Mike wants to do, that Gabby and Kara and Allison could be the next 3 to get picked off if Gabby's move tonight worked. So it didn't work out, and she got unlucky with the hidden immunity idol. But I feel like even if it did work, I don't like this move.
But here's my other problem: is that let's say Gabby waits until the final 5, her last possible opportunity to vote out Christian. Okay, A, there's a chance that Christian wins that immunity, right? Totally decent chance. B, let's say he doesn't win. Even if Gabby votes him out at the final 5, everyone's going to want Christian out of the final 5. That's not going to be Gabby's move. You know, that's going to be whoever else is there. That's going to be Mike and Allison's move. That's going to be, you know, Angelina's move. So Gabby needs this, you know, and so at that point, Gabby's story is still going to be, she coasted to the end with Christian. She turned on him at the last minute, you know, like Ken in Millennials versus Gen X. Nobody thought like Ken voting out David was some like epic big move of Ken's taking control of the game. And I think one thing we've seen from Gabby all season long, and certainly in the last couple of episodes, is this really very smart, self-aware sense of her, of how other people perceive her. And I think she knows that other people don't perceive her as the driving strategic force. She can't just show up for one vote and be like, oh, guess what, guys, I'm the mastermind of the season. She's got to build a little bit of a story, you know, not to be confused with the resume, before that last final 5 vote.
But I felt like the story that she could have had coming in, where we talked about a lot coming into this episode, where I felt like that Gabby and Allison and Kara, if they got to the end, I felt like that Gabby is the likely winner out of those 3. And I felt like that it doesn't matter to me what round Christian went out in. If she got to the end with those group of 3 women, I think that she would be seen as the most strategic of those 3. And I think that she would probably be the likely winner. I just don't know why we have to be so hung up on that the thing that she needs to have on her mantle is Christian's head on a pike. That's the only way she can win the game, is if she gets out Christian and gets him out now.
I don't think it necessarily has to be like that one specific kill, you know, but I do think it has to be, people have to perceive her as being a driving strategic force. And if she's there next to Allison, Allison's has a pretty good resume. You know, Allison, she's dodged some votes.
Allison the next vote.
Well, but that's the nice thing. You get rid of Christian, Allison is a big target, and she can vote out Allison the next vote.
You have to vote out every single person you're working with, because then
that's the way it works. You voted everyone,
and then
but
you
two
get
other
voted
people.
Out. Then you have no numbers. You can't vote out all of your allies.
Well, but the nice thing about Gabby's position is that nobody does think of her as this giant target. Now, granted, her eliminating Christian now would up her threat level, but is she going to be as big a target? I mean, everyone calls Allison a Wonder Woman, right? Everyone, you know,
does everybody, or did Mike White say that once?
I feel like he speaks for us all.
Yeah, he is a writer. He is able to
as
really
a writer
describe
tell me
things.
About human relationships.
Speaking of Mike, so this is actually very interesting. And unless you everybody stayed and watched the credits, so there were 2 votes tonight that ultimately sent Gabby out. And at first glance, I figured, okay, this must have been Nick and Angelina. But Nick was one of the votes for Christian. This was actually Angelina and Mike White. And so this is actually a really interesting development, that Angelina and Mike actually cast the deciding votes in this round of play. And now I think that they are in the best strategic position that they've been in through this entire merge. And these are people that Angelina specifically, that we felt like, okay, well, this is a person that probably doesn't have much of a chance, could be a final finals goat if she gets to the end. But this was, I thought, a really big move for her, and especially for Mike, somebody else who we haven't really given a ton of serious winner consideration to.
Yeah, it was. It was really smart. You know, they, I guess, I'm not sure if they were supposed to vote for Christian or if they were supposed to be a backup plan voting for Allison, but for them to switch their two votes gives, you know, gives the Goliaths a majority again. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. The Goliath, wouldn't that be the, like, the greatest end to this season if the final three are all Goliaths?
It could be, you know, that it really depends on, you know, if we see, you know, Allison and Kara look like that they're a pair or a voting block now at this point, just because that they are the, you know, two people left, you know, that were working with Gabby on that vote. And then if Angelina and Mike are sort of together, you know, Nick and Davey still, and Christian is sort of like the person who's isolated.
Yeah, I mean, it would just be so funny if the whole story of this season is this epic David's coming from behind and finally taking down Goliaths by teamwork and through epic use of advantages, mm-hmm. and then they just blow it all in two episodes.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly could see that, because I mean, it's if the three women and Mike vote together, then they happen to be, that's who's left from Goliaths against the, you know, three other men who are the Davids. Yeah, I that is definitely the way that we could get down to four.
I mean, that's the position of the game right now. You know, there has certainly been some animosity that we've seen between Angelina and Allison, right? Allison sort of had that quote last episode about, I'm not buying much of what Angelina is selling anymore. But Mike has, you know, certainly rolled his eyes at Angelina. So there does seem to be some animosity. But as you know, Mike himself had that great quote, we all hate each other, but we have to work together to win the game. So look, I think we're all rooting for, America's rooting for Christian, right? America's rooting for Christian.
Don't but say that. I heard a lot of pushback that you were saying that last week, that he's universally beloved. And then I saw a lot of messages that Stephen does not speak for me.
Right. Well, obviously, not literally everybody loves Christian, but I definitely think there's more fan support for Christian than any player we've seen in a long time. I mean, of course, yes, there are probably a couple of people out there who do not have all the same opinion. So if you are one of them, I'm really, really apologize for suggesting that I spoke for all of humanity.
Yes. Okay. Stephen, I want to talk about Christian, who is popular, but not universally beloved. And I want to talk about when that Jeff said, okay, does anybody want to play the hidden immunity idol? He says, hold on a second. And he looked around and you know, which way is the wind blowing? Okay. Yeah. Let me look around. Let me look at everybody in there. Let me read the faces. Did Christian get actionable information? Did somebody have a tell, or was this theater?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I mean, I think that at the point that you're, you know, putting the finger in the wind and looking around, you're probably pretty likely to play the idol, right? I mean, at the point where you're sort of announcing yourself, like, hey, everyone, eyes on me, that it's, what you'd really have to not play the idol at that point, you'd have to really get some pretty epic information. What did you think it was theater, Rob?
I think it was. I think it was. That it'll be a great question to ask Christian.
Yeah.
What was it that you saw that made you say you were going to play the idol? Because we know we saw Davey tip him off about that, hey, people want you out in the episode, and I think that he felt like, okay, I'd rather play this and be wrong than, you know, go home with it in my pocket potentially. And I think that he was, you know, living up to the moment here more so. Maybe I think he was going to play it and maybe thought maybe if he was looking for something to not play it. But I think it was mostly theater.
So this was a hold up bro moment.
Was that theater?
I mean, that was all theater. I mean, it's possible that just he stared long enough into Gabby's soul that he read some rank betrayal there.
Well, I took a good look at this. I rewound it back, and he looks the opposite direction. He looks away from Gabby first, and then he turns back and he looks at her, and he looks the other way again, and then he says he's going to play it. So I suspect if he saw something, it was not from Gabby.
Hmm. Interesting. What's the correct move if you are Gabby and someone says, hold up, I need to consider. Like, what do you do with your face at that point in time? How do you arrange your face?
Well, just to add to that, I think he was pretty convinced that Gabby and the other women were voting against him. I think he was probably looking to like the Knicks and Angelinas and Mikes, who I think that he was being sold that they were voting with him for Allison. I think that that's probably more along the lines of what he was looking at as opposed to Gabby.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
But I think you're looking for like shock face of like a sense of panic in the eyes of the people that are there.
No, I'm saying, like, what do you do if you're trying to convince the other one? If you're in the other position, like trying to convince
them to play the idol, you don't want them to play the idol.
You don't want them to play the idol.
I think it's like the poker table. I think you want to be sort of like, not give anything away.
But if you have like a really stoic face, like that itself looks really weird. Should you be looking like looking around in surprise too? I don't know.
I think it depends on what you want to happen. Do you want somebody, do you want to flush an idol? Do you not want somebody to play the idol?
No, you don't want them to play the idol.
Okay. So I think you should probably be like, looking like, what are you doing? What do you see? You look like, what are you, dumb? Like, what is wrong with you? I think that's sort of like what you would like to sort of put out there.
Or you'd be like, yes, play it.
Because you want reverse psychology. Is that what you're going
for? Yeah. And they're like, they want me to play it so much. It's like the Amanda bat. Remember Amanda in Heroes versus Villains. She's like, play it. I mean, you got to play your idol, Parvati. You got to play your idol. Mm-hmm. And so Parvati knew she didn't have to play her idol.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of different steps along the way to get to this point. Davey talked about tonight where he was on the reward with Nick and with Mike and with Angelina. They talked about how they were the and this, I feel like we missed something here. Mike voted out Carl. Did he, after tribal council, come to that group and say like, hey, you know, mea culpa, my bad, I just, you know, I couldn't take Carl, but I'm with you guys, I had to vote Carl out? And so it seemed like that was quickly formed a four, but that Mike was, you know, a swing vote last week.
Yeah, but there's a lot of history there too, right? Like with their previous tribe.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But yeah, Nick did not seem upset at all with, I know he played the advantages to save Christian, but I mean, that Mike was one of the votes against Carl as well.
But I think the people, you know, you're most upset about are the people who are your close allies who betray you. And I think that's always the problem with flipping back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. You're much more angry when your allies betray you than when someone who is a declared adversary. And, you know, Mike has been Goliath strong for quite a few votes this and since the merge. So I think, you know, there's no way Nick can be mad at Mike for just being in an opposing alliance.
I just felt like that this final four came together, you know, really quick without any sort of a notice to us.
I really don't think it's, I mean, I look at the alliances this season and then they form and they dissolve, you know, they spring up for a moment and then they're gone. So I didn't really see this as some like profound prophecy of what's to come for the season.
Now, Davey didn't like this. And so when Gabby comes with the plan of, hey, we have to vote out Christian, she tells Nick and Davey about this. So Davey ends up feeling not great about it. He goes and tells Christian. Did you like what Davey did here?
Yeah, I thought it was a great call from Davey, right? Davey's right. You know, that's what I loved about this episode, is that everyone made the right move for them. I thought from almost everyone's perspective, they all made really smart strategic decisions. And I think Davey among them. I think Davey is 100% correct that once Christian is gone, he's next. He's going to be at the top of the list. So, you know, keep Christian around another vote. Take out Gabby, who, you know, he obviously doesn't trust, who just voted against him at the last tribal council, and then play from there.
Yeah, I did like that for Davey, where keeping Christian in the game, I think, is better for Davey, because now that Carl is gone, I feel like that the three David guys of Davey, Christian, and Nick is, you know, is a better three for Davey than Davey being a four with the people that were at the tribe that voted out Lyrsa and Natalie with Angelina, Mike, and Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't see like a cohesive bunch in this group anymore. It really seems very, very fluid. Would you agree with that? Or do you think that there is some sort of core?
Yeah, it's fluid, but I do feel like that there are, you know, there are these two, groups.
Trust clusters.
For lack of a better word. Yeah. Which I think that, you know, are sort of like, it's, you know, unlikely to see, you know, I'd be surprised if Davey wants to vote against Nick next week.
Right, right, right. There's a few people who are, it does seem like they're going to be pretty tight. Hey, but what's fun now is, you know, who knows how it's going to play out. I mean, really, I have no idea who's going to be the next person out. I could see a case for Nick, for Davey, for Christian, for Angelina, for Allison, for Mike. Probably not Mike. There's no reason to vote out Mike.
There is no reason to vote out Mike. Yeah. I mean, Mike could, be the guy that gets taken to the finals in the final four.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's probably the move that any reasonable person would do, right? Leave him in, bring him along. No one's going to vote for him because he's, he's played a very solid game, but he's very rich too. So he doesn't need the money.
That's right. Yeah. So Stephen, we saw then Davey goes to Christian. I thought that Christian had an interesting move upon learning from Davey that, hey, the votes are going on you tonight. Gabby is voting you out tonight. So he asks, is Nick also going to vote against me? And Davey says, I think so. I think that I think he would do that. So Christian goes back to Nick and Christian tries to make things right with Nick. We saw Nick and Christian talking in the beginning of the episode, the alliance formerly known as Mason-Dixon. I liked what Nick said after the trial counsel. Rather than yelling at Christian, he's like, help me understand, why did Carl have to go home? And then I thought that that was an interesting conversation that wasn't coming across as super emotional. And I really did like that. But then Christian felt like, okay, I can patch this up with Nick. I can make this right. And I thought that that was a unique survivor approach. Did you like what Christian was thinking there?
I mean, isn't that a common, thing where like you go against your ally, they're furious at you, you misjudged it and they try to like make things right with them, but there's just no way. I mean, that's the thing about these votes is that trust is very, mm-hmm. very fragile in any human relationship, and especially so on Survivor. And one betrayal vote like that, it can really end a relationship. I mean, you know, didn't we see it when in Heroes, Healers, Hustlers with between like Ryan and Devin, kind of they kind of had a similar falling out where they just said,
yeah, I don't, I mean, don't quiz me on that tonight. We're on David versus Goliath right now.
Yeah.
But in terms of Christian, when he finds out from Davey that Nick is going to go along with the plan, he doesn't confront Nick about that. Hey, you're going to vote for me.
Right.
He goes back and pretends like he doesn't have that information and tries to go back to the original conversation they were having about that he voted against Carl and he wasn't considerate of Nick's feelings with the hope that he would change Nick's mind about wanting to be willing to get rid of Christian at that tribal council. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he's really emotionally intelligent, very, very astute. I mean, it doesn't work. Nick still wants him gone. Mm-hmm. Nick still feels betrayed. I mean, is there anything? That's my question. Like, is there anything you can do if you're Christian here? You voted against your ally. He's really mad. He feels deeply betrayed. I'm not sure there's actually anything any way to like truly reestablish that trust.
Yeah. Now, did Christian potentially beat around the bush too much? That should he say, look, I know
right.
that the votes are coming for me. I'm playing my idol tonight. I'm going to play my idol and I don't want to, I don't want to. Let's figure this out. So I'm coming to you open kimono. Let's hash this out. Now again, I don't know what level of trust you would be able to have where if Nick swears up and down, no, it won't be you tonight. You might still have to play the idol at that point, but how open can you be?
I actually think that might not be because obviously it's so personality based and so based on this longstanding relationship that we've only seen a fraction of, but I kind of think coming at it from a tactical perspective might be more effective than coming at it from a sense of like, let's try to heal our relationship because, you know, especially with so little time left, I don't know if the relationship is going to be so easily healed, but if you do go and say, hey, let's talk strategy here. I understand if you're angry at me, but like, let's still play this game together. You can still, trust me to be myself, essentially. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I kind of like that approach a little bit more. I mean, again, we're splitting hairs here, but I think that I sort of agree with you, Rob, that coming at it from a, let's, you know, plot this game forward. Yeah. Here's my cards. Like, let's talk about your cards. That might be a more effective way.
Attached with a Nick, give me a name. Who do you want out? Who's your number, who's your target? Let's work. Let's help you. What do you need?
Totally. Like I think that is the move. Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's the move, is to say, like, I am in your service. Like, I get that I've violated our trust, but now I want to be your right hand person.
Right. And now the thing you have to navigate is, I'm sure Davey said, hey, don't say anything to Nick. I came to you with this information. Do not say anything to Nick. Do not tell Nick that you heard this from me. And so then you have to figure out, well, how do you have that conversation with Nick and then not reveal your source, where then Nick is going to go to Davey and say, like, hey, man, what are you doing? Why you tell Christian we're going to vote him out tonight? So that's the difficult thing to unpack with all that. Steven, are you feeling good about any player in particular that you are feeling like? Do you have a somebody that you're feeling good about, a winner right now?
I mean, I honestly think Christian might take it.
Are you feeling good for Christian?
Yeah, I know that sounds crazy. And like, if you think about the logic of it, it's like, how would these idiots let this guy get to the end after all of this? You know, how could they be so dumb?
I don't see a path for him. I really don't. As fun as it would be to watch play out, I don't see the path.
Yeah. I mean, he could immunity win. He really only needs like one or two. I mean, you know, if they just make one mistake, two mistakes, and he just needs to win one or two immunities, who's going to win the fire maker? Who's the big fire maker here?
Well, I don't know. That it's, I mean, we're so far away from that in terms of, you know, it depends on who's going to be in the game. And I don't want to, like, we'd just be guessing who's going to be good at making the fire. But I feel good about Davey again tonight. I felt I was kind of out on Davey. I feel good about Davey. I'm starting to, like, is it possible Angelina could have a shot at this thing?
No.
No,
I don't think so. I think that the jury's, I mean, you know, why not? Sure. Yeah. Let's say yes. I rescind my abrupt no. Mm-hmm. I've had this a general sense that the people sort of roll their eyes at her, but maybe that's just Mike. You know, maybe it's just Mike White who's a little bit derisive of her. I mean, what do you think others perceive her as?
Well, I think that others definitely perceive her as being headstrong. And, you know, I've heard Nick in a secret scene call her selfish and very self-motivated. But she, you know, did make the rice negotiation, which did appear to be received well from the group. I love that she told her mom about the rice negotiation in the loved ones visit. It was like, number one thing to bring up. But she is with Mike, the architect of this move tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if she gets to the end, she's got a pretty stunning story to tell, just in terms of how, you know, I mean, how many times has she been the decoy vote mm-hmm. or the default vote or almost eliminated? And, you know, and she's really squeaked by. She's been an architect of some key moves. She got the rice. I don't think the rice is going to really change anyone.
Well, she'll talk about it. But I mean, this is all dependent on, you know, a major rally here at this point from being somebody who is, you know, decoy vote, decoy vote, decoy vote. And now all of a sudden might have, you know, a little bit of juice here coming into the final seven.
I mean, it really is so important in Survivor is when you turn it on, right? Yeah. Like, at what point in the game you kind of step up? And we've certainly seen a lot of winners just sort of, you know, kind of idle until the end game. And then they just like rev up and sort of power through to the end. Michelle Fitzgerald being a great example. But there have been, you know, obviously Jenna Maraska as well, right? There have been a couple of winners who really just turned on the juice at the end. And, you know, that's when you want to turn it on. So you could see a case for almost anyone out there at this point.
How about Nick? Are you feeling better or worse, up or down on Nick after tonight?
I love Nick. Nick is one of my all-time favorites. And I feel so bad for Nick, because on any other season, if there's no Christian, Nick is like the standout. Oh my God, Nick's this big strategist. He's playing the game. He's in, you know, he's doing all the sides. He's this charming Kentucky lawyer. Kentucky, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think with this season, with Christian, like Christian just like takes all the air out of the fan enthusiasm.
Okay. All right. Steven, we're going to get to some questions here. Hashtag RHAP. Let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors over our friends over at canvaspeople.com. Because at Canvas People, you can create gorgeous works of art from any phone that you have on a camera or a digital phone. And let me show you a beautiful work of art that I received at my P.O. box this week to commemorate this wonderful season of Survivor Know-It-All.
Stunning.
So I don't know who sent this to me, but this is a Canvas People that was sent to me anonymously.
Wow.
And you can see that you can make any photo a beautiful work of art. This was sent to, I don't know which one of our listeners sent this to us, Stephen.
Is this act one of like CSI or something? Is this like the mysterious canvas?
I will hang up this photo here in the office, but this photo was sent to us, and I can only assume that this listener took advantage of this wonderful offer from Canvas People and got this photo printed for free, usually a $69.99 value using our promo code by texting the word RHAP to 797979. You just pay the shipping and handling. This offer won't last. There are so many great photos that you can create with Canvas People. It makes a great gift for this time of year. Nicole and I have done a bunch of these, and you can see just the wow, wonderful examples of
amazing
of things
quality.
You can make.
I think it's actually So if you want to get Rob a gift, get him a picture from the Know-It-Alls and Canvas People and send it to his PO box. If you appreciate Rob Hasestrino at all, that's what you would do.
Yeah. So go ahead and check it out. So right now is a special, very limited holiday offer. CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvas for free. That's right, for free. Normally a $69.99 value, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. You just cover the shipping and the handling. So to go get your free canvas, text RHAP to 797979. You just pay the shipping and the handling. This offer won't last. Text RHAP to 797979. That's RHAP to 797979. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, Stephen, let's get to the questions here tonight. And why don't we start this off? What's our first question tonight,
Stephen?
All right, Stephen?
Glenna Flannery wants to know, why didn't Angelina ask her mom for her clothes? Missed opportunity.
Yeah, that would have been...
Can I have your jacket? My God.
Yeah. She must not have been thinking clearly.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly, I missed the heart. We actually used to see a lot more of clothes handoffs on Survivor, but less so in recent years.
Yeah, I think it was it Sandra that I was talking to recently that was saying that she was going to tell her loved ones to wear like as much clothes as possible to be able to hand them off. It's a good move. It's a good move.
My friend Ben in Cambodia was going to come with power bars taped to his body. I don't know if he would have made it past the security on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take this question. This one is from Chrissy Hoffbot. Who's most likely to find the new idol next week? Okay, so there'll be some intrigue here. Of course, Davey and Nick are the ones that really know where these idols are hidden. I think that the remaining...
And Christian.
So really the three David men. But there is that prophecy of Angelina from the beginning of the season where I believe she was talking with Allison about women finding idols and the disparity. Was that Chekhov's a woman's idol?
Or it's the opposite and a woman wins, right? A woman wins the season. I mean, that's what some people are predicting, is that was sort of saying, well, doesn't, you know, who cares about idols if they're going to win? The seven, I think all the advantages, I'm not sure if any have actually wound up in the hands of a woman this season.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe, not yet. Yeah. Only idol in the game belongs to Nick. Well, what about this question from Megan?
Megan Heffield wants to know, if Gabby hadn't expressed her intention/desire to vote Christian out to the entire tribe sans Christian, would she still be in the game right now? Or would random people still have put her name down? That's a great question.
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. Did Gabby tell too many people about the plan, Stephen?
Yeah, I was sort of surprised how open she was about it. Just, you know, told Nick out of the, I mean, I got it when she told Alice and when she told Kara, people who are going to be, have some sort of interest in voting on Christian. But when she told Nick and Davey, I also wondered if that was a little, a few too many people.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't need to tell all those people, just do it with the Goliaths.
Well, I'm trying to think of, so who would she have needed? So if she told Kara and Allison, they were on board. So that's two right there. You need to, the two and herself. So that's three. You need to get to, at least five if you want it to be clean as opposed to the other side.
It's just the Goliaths and her. That's it.
So she would have brought in Angelina and Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike voted with them last week, so I think that he probably would have been on board. He would have been up for it. So, yeah, it seems like it. But then are you then making an enemy out of, like, how much, like, it's interesting. In the episode, we saw her tell the opposite two people that we're talking about in going to Davey and Nick.
Yes. Wait, say that again?
We saw her in the episode, Gabby, go to Davey and Nick with this plan.
Yeah, that's
not
what I'm saying.
Not go to Angelina and Mike.
Right. Which I mean, we certainly saw everyone talking about it at one point or another, but yeah, we saw her go to, and maybe you're right. Like, I think you don't want to totally, after she's gone against Davey and Nick once, I think going against them again might really infuriate them.
Yeah. I think too many people knew the information with too much time to act where they were able to hijack her big move.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I still think it came from her though. I mean, they hijacked it in terms of telling him, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, they were able to, you know, hijack the move in terms of Davey was able to go with his plan, and then Angelina and Mike were able to, you know, execute on their plan where, hey, why don't we put our votes on Gabby if he's going to play, if Christian's going to potentially play his idol. So I think that there was too much time for everybody else to react to what they wanted to do. And I think they could have come in at the last minute and told the couple of people that needed to know, hey, vote for Christian tonight, we're taking out Christian.
Do you think this is a Cagayan level season yet? I think maybe. I don't know. I just
yeah,
oscillate.
I think it depends on how the ending goes. But in terms of week after week, I mean, I think that the season, you know, I don't know if there's a season that delivers on a high level. And then, you know, if the ending for whatever reason is unsatisfying, but in terms of delivering week after week, I mean, this is the 12th episode tonight. And, you know, it's
two been, more.
I think this was one of the best hours of the season.
Oh, yeah. Do you think, is a Christian win satisfying or frustrating? Because frustrating because they've missed all these chances to get rid of him.
I think it would be, I think that that would be a very satisfying outcome of the season. You know, I think that's what's frustrating is where, like last season, the viewers see, okay, Dominic and Wendell are going to go to the end. Why doesn't anybody take a shot at him?
Right.
And I mean, this has been Christian week after week, the player saying Christian is going to win. Let's keep taking shots at him. And by, you know, one way or another, he's been able to avoid going home. So I think that there's no disparity between how the people on the island are seeing things and how we're seeing things. So I don't think that's unsatisfying if he wins, unless you're one of the people that do not enjoy watching him. And in that case, that would be your viewpoint of the season, and you are entitled to that.
Now, you literally, before we went on the air, said every human being on earth loves Christian, and anyone who doesn't is wrong. That's what you
said. That does sound like me. I will, you know, that I will admit that does sound a lot like something.
I agree. I think it would be a very satisfying end. I don't think, I honestly, like, I would be happy with any of these people winning. Like, I would be happy with any of them.
Yeah.
Because it's been, like, so well fought. And what's been so exciting, someone pointed out to me, someone tweeted at me that I had awarded a different fishy every episode of the season. Now, obviously, this week I'm repeating, but until this point that I'd awarded, and I think that, you know, that speaks to this cast where so many people are playing so well. And at the same time, how well the story is being told from the producer's point of view, where, you know, we're seeing so many rich characters. We're seeing all these different people, all their different motivations. I think I would be happy with anyone.
Who did you give the fishy to tonight?
I got to give it to Christian, you know, saved himself with the idol sniff. You could certainly make a case for Davey. I think it had just been longer since I'd given Christian one. And I thought, like, you know, the direct save was from Christian, right? He had the direct sniff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel like going into next week, he is the most likely person to go home next week, though?
The only reason not is because, again, just that thing I always say about after someone plays an idol, after a shot is missed, sometimes there's just this sense of like, well, we took a shot. He got away. Now who's the next one? It doesn't make sense. It's not rational, but it just is the case sometimes.
I really feel like that next week, and I reserve the right to change my opinion. I feel like that he's got to be the number one, certainly in the field to go out next week. That I think the immunity is going to be really huge for Christian, and he better get out to all those sectors the morning after this tribal council.
Yeah, I ultimately agree. I mean, everyone just voted for him. All of his allies, he goes back to camp after this. And literally everyone has, basically everyone has been in on the plan.
And I believe every single person in the game has now cast votes against him.
No, that's really
funny. You're getting down to it. That's not a great omen. I mean, it worked for people like Ben Driebergen, but every single person at one point or another said Christian is the threat. We have to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Davey, though, told Christian to play his idol, but then also voted for him. Was that especially savvy?
I think so. I think that's like giving him the warning, but then sticking with his allies. I thought that was great.
Because then he has plausible deniability to Nick also, because he didn't go back and tell Nick that he was going to tell him. So then he could act like, what? Oh my God, I can't believe it. How is this guy so good?
Yeah. Davey's great. Davey's really, this whole cast, so many all time, so many great, great characters.
Yeah. All right. A couple more questions.
Let's just run it again. See, next season, let's just like run this season
again.
Bring
this group back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This question is from Shaylin. Why did Christian vote for Allison and not for Gabby? Was it jury management or was it something that we missed? Yeah, I think that's a good question. I saw people asking this on Twitter as well tonight. Why Allison, that we saw Christian, committed to? We have to vote out Allison. We saw him at the start of the second hour last week with Allison. He's hugging Allison. He voted with Allison last week. He talked about how that they had such a great relationship. Why was Christian so hot and heavy to get Allison out?
It seemed like he was going along. I mean, similar to what you said, it seemed like he was going along with sort of the general, what everybody else wanted, right? He even said to Nick, you want, let's get Allison out. Isn't that what you want? And Nick's like, yeah, that's what I've been wanting to do. So I think there may be just the sense of this is a big target who other people are willing to vote for. It's not me. Mm-hmm. Let's go for her. The question is does he know it's him when he votes for Allison? Is it jury management with Gabby? That to me seems too cute. I think he didn't, I think he wasn't in on the plan.
Yeah, I think that maybe he was hoping that everybody else was going to be voting, because I don't think that he certainly didn't know that people were voting for Gabby at that tribal council. So I think he thought, I'm going to play my idol tonight, and then either all of the votes are going to be against me, or it's going to be 7-1, and my vote for Allison is going to be the deciding vote, or whatever, whoever else that he had talked to, perhaps Nick and Davey were also going to be voting for Allison.
Yeah.
So I think he thought he played his idol, but then he was blindsided by the person who ultimately went home. And it was such a great moment where Gabby sees the votes because she's like, oh, you are so smart. Allison. Yeah. Oh my God. Allison, I'm so sorry. Oh.
Yeah.
And then that second Gabby vote, or the first vote, Gabby vote came up, and then all of a sudden,
she's distressed.
Yeah. But it was great. I've never seen somebody go out of the game and apologizing to another person. She's like, Christian, oh, I'm so sorry, Christian. Christian. So
yeah,
really, everybody's been a really good sport. It's been really fun to watch all these players. Everybody, good game. So it makes it fun to go through. All right, a couple more questions with Steven. What about Alan?
Alan wants to know, could Christian being on the wrong side of this vote ultimately be a good thing if he makes it to the end? He probably is Gabby's vote anyway, but it could help to have not broken their alliance. Well, I think if he makes it there, she's definitely voting for him.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the jury also tonight when he played. The jury's like, oh, smart. What a smart, you know, what bro, cha-cha. Yeah. Oh, my God.
If you look over at that and you're a contestant, you're like, we have to. Yeah, yeah. That's got to make him even an even bigger target to see the jury actively cheering him on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really feel like that everybody there would be insane not to get him out before they get to seven. And so,
yeah.
Or they're, you know, they're only at seven. They've still got a few rounds. They have to get him out. Steven, what about this question from Vinny? Where do you think Mike truly stands? Don't you think that Gabby, Karen, Allison made this move tonight with the idea of having Mike as their fourth at the final seven? Next week is going to be wild. Yeah, I think they thought that, you know, Mike, who voted with the with them on the last vote, was going to be on board to do this. And I think that Mike has been good at hiding his true intentions this season.
Yeah, and the final four thing is interesting. I mean, we've talked about a little bit about this before, but how the fact of the final four fire challenge means that an alliance of four does not have to ever turn on each other, mm-hmm. right? So there doesn't have to be that same sense of one of us is at the bottom of this four. So the final seven really is a huge inflection point in a way that the final five won't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you were going to then start to look at, okay, well, who can make fire here? Should we start getting them out? And now, again, we're sort of speculating on who can make the fire. But I feel like that I think that does not necessarily bode well for Nick. I think Nick can make a fire.
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows?
Do you think people now are hiding their fire making skill? But then if you got to, you got to like balance that between.
Yeah, I saw in the chat, Allison made a fire very quickly. Somebody said.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, this is one from Devin. Has Christian had the most votes nullified by an idol in a season?
It's got to be up there. I mean, I think Wentworth had the most in an episode. Certainly, mm-hmm. it's going to be hard to beat that. It was like nine. But I probably Christian has passed nine by now, right? Or two.
Yeah. We'll leave that to the fact checkers to be able to give us an answer on that. Here's one from Paige. Was it a bad move for Nick not to forgive Christian and sever the Mason-Dixon alliance?
I mean, from my point of view, Nick's in a better spot than Christian is now.
He is in a better spot than Christian, but I think that Christian is probably in the worst spot of anybody where yeah. I think that he is going to be a target every step of the way. If he gets to the end, he'll definitely win.
Why do you think that is? What is the reason that Christian had, like, it almost seemed like they decided at the merge, guys, Christian's the big target. Like, what he, before he even had done anything to be a big target?
Well, if we take a look at, you know, who is going to be able to, you know, win over the jury, I think everybody looked at this guy in his David versus Goliath season as being the ultimate David. He was the guy who everybody they looked at him and sort of dismissed him. And from the very first moment that they got out there, he was somebody that overcome challenges and did so in spectacular fashion. He's been a articulate and, you know, wonderful person to be around this entire season. He outlasted Alec in the 6-hour immunity challenge. He was, you know, eloquent at all of these tribal councils, and he's been a part of this group that's been a comeback from the abyss to take down the Goliaths, and now he's, you know, had these advantages played for him, and now here he is somehow, even though he's been targeted four times, still in the game.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it makes sense. I mean, he's like become the threat they predicted him to be. You know, they almost made him into this threat. You know, he enters the merge not having done particularly much. You know, he only went to one or two tribal councils on the David tribe and never had to go.
He went to one. Swap.
After one tribal council.
Before the merge.
Right, when they got rid of Jessica. And then, and now he's become this threat simply because they've targeted him so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a question from
a great tragedy.
Jimmy. The real question I want to have answered is if Christian knew it was going to be Gabby or if Davey withheld that information. Well, I don't think that Davey knew it was going to be Gabby.
It seemed like
gameplay by Davey if he was the only one who truly knew who was going home. Well, he didn't vote for Gabby and neither did Nick. Yeah. So I don't know if that was something that was talked about where if Davey and Nick split votes potentially, where it's like, okay, we'll put our votes on Christian, but you guys vote. So that'll be something something that we'll have to, you know, be able to parse from our secret scenes and things people post on social media and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, who knows? It really could be, but it also could not be.
Okay.
All right. Emily Waring wants to know, why would Davey tell Christian the plan to vote Christian out and then proceed to vote for him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of discussed this, that this was because well, you could just go back in the episode. Robert wants to know, with Christian having to nobody to vote with him in this episode, are his chances of winning officially over? No, I would not count him out, but he definitely, I don't think he has the hardest path to get to the finals.
Yeah, definitely. I think if Christian makes it to the finals, there's no question that he's going to win. The question is just, can he possibly get there?
Yeah, and then this will be the last question, but I do want to address this, because I think this is the coldest take out there. This is from Brandon. Gabby was jealous. Ha ha. Don't you honestly think it had nothing to do with Christian comforting her, but because of his girlfriend? Also, would Christian have been able to figure out to use his idol without the help of Davey? So I was on the fence of whether I wanted to talk about this, but let me, since it's here, let me get into this. Steven, this is the coldest take there is, that Gabby saw Christian's girlfriend and was jealous about Christian's relationship, and that's why she voted against Christian in this round.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something we see almost every season at the loved ones visit, is that people, they see their own loved ones, they see each other's loved ones, and suddenly this illusion of, like, it's just the 12 of us trapped on this island together is broken. And suddenly you take a step back and you're like, this alliance that I thought was vital to my life, this is just an alliance on a game show, and I've got a real life to go back to, and he has a real life to go back to. This is not some, like, unique thing that happened to Gabby out of crazy jealousy. This is something that is a very frequent and, you know, probably really smart, you know, moment of self-awareness.
Right. And something that survivors of, you know, all throughout the different seasons say, like, oh, I thought this was these are my best friends. And like, oh, wait, I actually have a family. Oh, my God, what am I doing here? Yeah. These people are not. And so it's a good wake up call. But the idea that, you know, Gabby had a, you know, romantic attraction to Christian and then saw him with his girlfriend and said, OK, that's it, I have to get rid of her. Let's retire that take. I've seen it a lot on Twitter. I've seen it already on the Survivor Facebook page. And I don't think that it is a valid take, and let's just outright reject that.
I reject it.
Reject it. Okay.
I cast you out.
All right.
Take.
Let's talk about what's coming up here, Steven.
Oh.
And of course, my exit interview with Gabby will be tomorrow morning. Be on the lookout for that, as we'll find out exactly what her motivations were. Of course, your friend and mine, Tyson Apostle, will be joining me. Going to record that relatively early in the day on Thursday. So you can email your questions, survivor@robiswebsite.com. I'll also post a thread on Twitter if you want to get questions in for Tyson, the Coconut Bandit, on Thursday. And then Mary Holland, improviser extraordinaire, will be joining the RHAP B&B to talk and sing about everything going on in this round of Survivor with Mike and Liana. Be on the lookout for that with Mary Holland. And then Why Blank Lost, that's Gabby. Find out why Gabby lost, as David Bloomberg is going to break it down once again this week with co-host is that I'm not sure if Jessica is back this week or if it's still with Shannon Gates again, but tune in to find out. And then Bryce Isaiah, the Purple Pants Badass, will join me on Friday, everybody. Don't wait to get those voicemails in. Also, don't a million people call in and ask who's the freakiest freak. I'm sure that we'll be able to get there. We don't need 12 voicemails asking for that, but RobinsWebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. And then check this out. Brian Malloy, who is our designer here in our t-shirt store, RHAPstore.com, put together a one day only to celebrate the 2,500 Rob as a Podcast episodes. You can get this. This is going to be available for all but 24 hours, and then we're taking it down. This is
cool.
This is the deadline. If you want to get any RHAP stuff, of course, the posters, mugs, shirts. It's all there available at rhapstore.com. And this is the last day to get shipping that we will guarantee before December 24th. So go ahead and check that out. And of course, to our wonderful patrons, we say thank you again. RobHasAWebsite.com/patron, helping to make all of this podcasting possible. Steven, it was 5 years ago tomorrow that I was fired from the last job I ever had before I became a full-time podcaster, and that is all because of the Rob Has a Podcast patrons. So I really owe them everything for allowing them to allow me to be fully focused on everything going on here in this wonderful Survivor season.
What were you fired for?
My department got laid off.
I think we all can guess what Rob was fired for.
What was I fired for?
I was just hoping to let people guess. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Rob, I haven't yet congratulated you for 2,500 episodes. That's amazing. I mean, I've congratulated you, off air, but I haven't congratulated you
by
on
text,
air for 2,500 episodes.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's been almost 9 years in the making, 2,500 podcasts. Geez. We celebrated earlier this week. I was interviewed by the first lady of podcasting.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, what are you going to do next? You should go for 2,600.
I'll keep going.
Once you do 2,500, go ahead.
Look, hopefully they keep making it look that this David versus Goliath. Hopefully Survivor has plenty of gas in the tank.
Yeah. Well,
how about you? How many more podcasts do you have in you?
I don't know. Definitely not 2,500. I mean, I don't think I'm going to make it there.
Okay. All right. Of course, follow Stephen Fishback on Twitter. He is at Stephen Fishback. You can check out his People blog. Again, let's admire this beautiful work of art that was sent to me this week to the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Do you need a message here, Stephen?
That's what I'm scared to find out.
What is the way that I don't is? Find out. I was sort of looking at it my first thought was was a mistake made? Was this what this person intentionally wanted, or is this they didn't resize the photo right? Because even if it was resized, not the most flattering image of either of us.
Well, someone should take a picture. There's one of us on Twitter looking at this Canvas People. Yeah. That's got to be the next Canvas People, the Canvas People of the Canvas People.
Yeah. So I don't know. So thank you. To whoever sent this to me anonymously. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Stephen Fishback, great work. We've got one more Wednesday night together, me and you, and then you'll be off on your honeymoon.
Off to the finale night.
But I will be here live here to talk about it all. And we've got a great show, coming up for finale night as well. All right. Stephen Fishback, great work. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.